Hello, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again to take a look at last week's box beef trade and finished cattle trade with our friend Ed Serwin of the USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 192.95, which was about $2 lower than the previous Friday. The weekly total for the daily spot volume was only 899 loads and represents approximately 13% of the total sales. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including the spot trade and the formula trade, was at 194.84, which was fully steady with the previous week. The total reported box beef volume was 6,801 loads, which was about 50 loads better than the previous week, but continues to be very subdued. This year, since October 1st, we have averaged 6,901 loads per week compared to 7,581 loads last year during the same period. This is why we continue to see the packers cut the harvest rates each week. The formula trade was 3,226 loads for the week, which was not quite half of the total volume. The outfront sales were 885 loads, which were about 90 loads below last week. The export sales were at 874 loads, which was only 14 loads better than last week. The primal cut trade was generally weak, except for ribs, once again, but even those ribs are starting to slow down a little bit. The outside primal cuts, the ribs and chucks, were steady to $4 lower. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were mixed with loins weak and ribs steady to $5 higher as buyers appear to be wrapping up some of that holiday orders. The cow cutout was almost perfectly steady as the livestock market showed big runs and the harvest rate was over 150,000 head again last week for slaughter cows. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, was mostly at a standstill as most sellers passed the lower bids. There were a few sales at 124 in Kansas and Nebraska, which would be $1 lower on a very light trade. Dress prices were at 196 to 198 in a very light test also. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,281 pounds last week, which was 10 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,267 pounds last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight jumped 2 pounds, up to 874 pounds, and that compares to 852 pounds last year. The front CME month was 80 cents lower compared to the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, it was mixed, but mostly steady to weak on yearlings. However, there was some improvement late in the week after the futures jumped about $2 on Thursday and Friday. Stocker cattle and calves were very mixed also, but mostly steady to weak. But there were some auctions quoting prices anywhere from $7 lower to $4 higher, creating very wide spreads. Auction receipts were large, and Oklahoma City and El Reno both had close to 10,000 head, many of which were weaned calves off of those drought-stressed wheat pastures. The 5 to 600-pound steers traded at 148 to 167, clearly several dollars lower. The yearling trade on the 700 to 750-pound steers was steady to firm at 143 to 150. The 8 to 850-pound steers were at 140 to 147, which would be lower. The Texas direct trade reported almost 26,000 head in sales that were mostly steady, but with some firmness noted. It was a very good test again of current cattle, with over 1,700 head of steers between 750 and 800 pounders that brought at 141 to 146 FOB, and there was another 2,900 head of 8 to 850 pound steers trading at 140 to 146 current FOB. The nearby CME month ended the week about $3.15 higher, and most of that occurred the last 2 days of the week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.